Today's reading comes from the third chapter of Matthew. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all of Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the word of life. Let everything... Well, as kids are putting on some ornaments, new ornaments, very exciting, very cool ornaments on the tree, I wanted to introduce us to John the Baptist. Last year, we sang this song that we created, so we're going to do it again. And it's the theme of this John the Baptist Sunday, because we have two. We get John the Baptist next Sunday, so stay tuned for part two. But part one is prepare the way. And I thought about this song because I wanted to do something different than Godspell. So this song is John the Baptist, his voice speaking in the wilderness. This is what I think he might sing. So let's do it. Prepare the way. And it was hot out there, so his voice was probably a little raspy like this. Prepare the way. The Lord is coming. Prepare the way. Oh, I'm going down to Jordan, gonna make it plain and clear that there is someone coming. So gather far and near. This one will be our Savior, the one we're looking for. So prepare the way. Prepare the way, prepare the way. There's a whole lot more in store. bear the way. Well, I'm going down to Jordan, gonna make it plain and clear. Prepare the way for our Savior. Your new life is here. Woo-hoo, indeed, yes. So, you know, you have the John the Baptist scene, and we're going to have the baptism of Jesus coming up soon, but in a couple of weeks, several weeks after Christmas. However, there's I don't know why they don't put the next scene with this story. So John the Baptist is out there, he's preparing the way, he's telling everybody Jesus is coming, and the next scene is Jesus comes. You know, now, we have it here in Advent because we're waiting and we're watching. But we also know the rest of the story. So, Jesus comes and he says, I need to be baptized by you, John the Baptist. And the John the Baptist says, whoa, I'm the prepare the way guy. You know, you should baptize me. And Jesus says, no, this is all to fulfill scripture, so baptize me. He's like, okay. And he does. And then what happens next is, I think, something that, I don't know why we don't think about this more, but this is what happens next. And I have a visual for you, so just be patient. And if you think I'm politically endorsing anybody, I'm not. Just watch this clip and enjoy it for what it is. Okay.
That if he or she does their schoolwork seriously, does well, takes school. Now you see, this little bird doesn't know it.
That clip is not, you know, Bernie Sanders 2020. The point of that clip is he's talking at a commencement, I think. I'd never seen this clip. Who saw this clip before? Okay, good. So not very many people. Good. Well, I was looking for an image of what happens at Jesus' baptism. Because what happens at Jesus' baptism? We had a chrismund that says it. There was a creature that landed on Jesus. What was it? A dove, right. It's a dove. And what does a dove stand for? There were some answers. A dove is a flying creature, like from the beginning when God is flying over creation to figure out how am I going to create this wonderful thing. And dove is part of what you use for sacrifice. It's just right in Leviticus. And it symbolizes peace. It symbolizes peace. When Noah was wondering, will his waters ever recede? And then the dove comes and says, yes, yes. So there's this image of a bird. So I went to Michael's last night and I got a bunch of feathers. And if you're allergic to feathers, I'm so sorry, because there's a lot right here. So I can move them. But I'd like you to take one of these feathers. Or actually, take a couple, because I have quite a few. I didn't know how many was in this package. There's a lot. And I'd like to think you to think about who you are as a creature of God that has been baptized. I say different things all the time, but I don't know why I've never thought of this feather, you know, as a way to remember our baptism. And what I really like about that clip, and whenever I have seen, maybe you have seen a bird just come somewhere, just from out of nowhere, and it just stops you. Because it's just a little thing. It's like, I'm here. I'm doing my business. Pay attention to me if you want or not. And you can't help but do it. You couldn't help in that clip. Well, unless you don't like that guy, then maybe you could help. But that bird came and disrupted everything. A little tiny bird just flew in. And we can't help but watch it. What's it going to do? What's it going to do? This is a reminder of who we are. God's wonderful children. And when we feel crappy, we can ask for God's forgiveness. You know, this is a good... I thought about, what could we do with these feathers? Well, you can... How many names of people can you think of to pray for when you throw that feather in the air? Who all could you pray for? Yourself? Yeah, for sure. Or when I went to Michael's last night, talking with the person, I said, well, like I always do, I'm a pastor, because I always, you know, get back to St. Mark, and I'm using these feathers. And then I told her the story of Jesus being baptized. And I gave her a feather and said, now you'll probably remember that story for the rest of your life. And that's the idea, to remember who we are. And whose we are. And that confession in the beginning is for us to be thankful. Every bird you see, every bird you hear in creation reverberates the Creator's intent for us. You are my children. I love you. That's what this next scene is about. I don't know why it's not combined. So we'll get to it. Again, like I said, in baptism. So for today, though, take a feather. Remember your baptism. Remember who you are. Take a couple. Use them in all kinds of different creative ways. And share it with a friend. So that you can tell the good news to someone else. Prepare the way. That's what John the Baptist was telling us. Prepare. Your new life begins now. Take a feather and remember that. Amen.